Planned Parenthood urges holiday presents for Mike Pence. By Dr. Susan Berry on December 14, 2018. Abortion vendor Planned Parenthood, which considers Mike Pence to be among its most fervent enemies, has released a list of suggested holiday presents for the pro-life vice president. Among the items on the list is the ever-popular donation to the Planned Parenthood Action Fund in Pence's name. Donations to America's largest abortion provider in Pence's name have been trendy among abortion rights advocates since Pence was governor of Indiana. The practice, however, reached its peak in November 2017, when actress Mila Kunis told Conan O'Brien, while appearing on his talk show, she donates to Planned Parenthood in Pence's name to protest his pro-life policies. That announcement by Kunis, the Jim Beam Global brand spokesperson, created a firestorm on Twitter when many of the social media platform's users declared they would be boycotting Jim Beam products as a result of her decision. Condoms are also on the list of recommended holiday gifts for Pence. Planned Parenthood points to a BuzzFeed piece noting Pence once objected to former Secretary of State Colin Powell's statement that young people should protect themselves from HIV/AIDS by using condoms when having sex. Colin Powell had an opportunity here to reaffirm this president's commitment to abstinence as the best choice for our young people, and he chose not to do that in the first instance. But, and so I think it's very sad, Pence reportedly told CNN, adding that condoms are a very, very poor protection against sexually transmitted diseases. False, asserts Planned Parenthood. When they're used correctly, condoms are great at preventing STDs and pregnancy. However, when condoms are not used correctly, by teens whose judgment and emotional maturity are not fully developed, more young people are likely to get STDs. In fact, in August, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, released data revealing the number of cases of STDs had skyrocketed for the fourth consecutive year. "We are in the midst of an absolute STD public health crisis in this country," said David Harvey, executive director of the National Coalition of STD Directors. Of the 20 million new STDs reported each year, about half occur among young people between the ages of 15 to 24. In educating U.S. citizens about public health crises, CDC notes that abstinence from vaginal, anal, and oral intercourse is the only 100% effective way to prevent HIV, other STDs, and pregnancy. Planned Parenthood also recommends a gift of a Ruth Bader Ginsburg t-shirt for the vice president. Planned Parenthood also wants to see an LGBT pride flag under Pence's Christmas tree. "This symbolic rainbow flag will take the Naval Observatory from blah to bling this winter," the abortion chain writes. "It's the perfect gift for Pence, who believes that LGBTQ people weaken the military and more recently failed to mention LGBTQ people in his speech on World AIDS Day." In Planned Parenthood's world, people who are pro-life are anti-women's health. So the group also thinks Pence would do well to receive their primer on sexual and reproductive anatomy. This is the document in which Planned Parenthood asserts gender identity should supersede biological sex. "Why our doctor probably assigned you a sex, male or female, based on your sex anatomy," the group states. "But that doesn't necessarily say anything about your gender identity." Finally, Planned Parenthood recommends giving Pence a bonus gift of a custom Brett Kavanaugh beer koozie. The group says, "Pence responded to allegations of sexual assault against Brett Kavanaugh by calling the then Supreme Court nominee a man of integrity. Kavanaugh even planned to watch Dr. Christine Blasey Ford's testimony in Pence's office. Let's toast to these two nice guys, who are united in their hostility to Roe v. Wade and women's fundamental rights." A pro-life advocate, Pence was the first sitting vice president to have addressed the annual March for Life event, which is held on the National Mall each year on the anniversary of the Supreme Court's invention of the right to abortion in Roe v. Wade, though no right has ever existed in the Constitution.